Good afternoon. Welcome at the Pegasus Nonwovens conference call. Today we will present the second quarter 2014 unaudited consolidated financial results. Let me introduce the speakers of the call. Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is standard. First, the management will deliver the presentation, which was sent to you and which is also available at our website. And afterwards, you will have an opportunity to ask questions. And now I will hand over to František, who will start with the presentation.
Okay. Good afternoon again. The second quarter results continue to confirm the contribution of our new Egyptian line, which was the main driver for the year-on-year EBITDA growth of almost 9% to 9.9 million euro. Like in the first quarter, I would like to express our satisfaction with the production performance in Egypt, where we proved to be able to achieve comparable production parameters as in the Czech Republic. In fact, the output of the line is exceeding the goals that we set for this year. We are also pleased that the political situation has remained stable and we've been able to fully focus on developing our business there. In the second quarter, I was also very satisfied with the growing share of technologically advanced material on total sales. This is a continuing trend where we bear fruit of the successful commercialization of new materials in the last couple of years. As we indicated on the occasion of the first quarter results announcement, we managed to increase the stock of finished goods during the previous quarter. With higher inventory levels, we will now be able to plan our production campaigns more effectively. As far as the production performance of our lines in the Czech Republic is concerned, we still see certain opportunities for improvement. This coupled with the factors mentioned before, give us sufficient confidence that we will meet our full year guidance as well as solid prospects from the longer term perspective. Now let me hand over to Marián, who will take you through the financial part of the presentation.
Thank you, František. First, let me briefly comment the key highlights of the second quarter and the first half of the year on the slide number 5. Our revenues in the second quarter amounted to 52.6 million euro, which means almost a 10% increase compared with the second quarter of 2013. The year-on-year increase was mainly attributable to the production and related sales from the new line in Egypt. The EBITDA figure for the second quarter reached 9.9 million euro, up by 8.6% compared to the same period last year. The main drivers of this increase were the production from the new plant in Egypt, along with the weaker Czech euro exchange rate. On the other hand, the polymer prices pass-through mechanism had a negative effect. EBITDA in the second quarter was also impacted by an increase in inventories of finished goods. Our net profit in the second quarter in amount of 5 million euro was up by 33% over the same period in 2013, mainly thanks to unrealized foreign exchange gains. Now, let's skip directly to slide number 7 and take a look to the detailed statement of comprehensive income. Similar to the first quarter, many items in the income statements were affected by the Egyptian plant being now fully operational. This fact is mainly reflected in the year-on-year increases in revenues and raw materials and consumables figures. The slightly higher increase in raw materials and consumables compared to the increase in revenues was due to the negative effect of the polymer pass-through mechanism. In the second quarter, the total staff cost, excluding the revaluation of the share option plan and expressed in local currencies, remained basically unchanged on a year-on-year comparison. In euro terms, the decline of 9.3% was largely due to the favorable development in the Czech koruna euro exchange rate. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 3.7 million euro, up by 29% year on year. The increase in depreciation and amortization charges was caused by the inclusion of the new Egyptian production line into the company's assets. Net interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to 2.1 million euro, a 90.4% increase compared with the same period last year. As of the third quarter 2013, the interest expenses in respect to the Egyptian plant are fully charged to the P&L, thus causing a year-on-year jump. In the second quarter of 2014, income tax amounted to 0.6 million euro compared with 1.1 million euro in the same period last year. Now please skip to the next slide on the page 8. In the second quarter of 2014, hygiene products confirmed the company's stable position in this market when they represented 86.7% of total sales. Also, it's worth to note the continued uptrend in the share of the specialty hygiene materials on total sales as a result of the successful qualification of new materials in 2012 and 2013. As you can see on the slide, basically, the entire increase in hygiene sales was attributable to the technologically advanced products. The share of such products reached 33%, that is an increase of 7.6% percentage points compared with the second quarter of 2013. On the next slide, page number 9, you can see revenue breakdown by geography. The geographical distribution reflects deliveries from the new Egyptian plant, which are directed mainly to the Middle East and are thus contributing to the strong growth in category others. A part of this, the distribution confirms the company's steady focus on sales to the broader European area. On the page number 10, we can see the cost composition. The cost composition remains stable, as the dominant portion of the cost is represented by consumption of raw materials. The 2 percentage point increase of the share on total cost goes in line with the rising polymer prices. The positive effect of the Czech crown euro depreciation is reflected in the 1 percentage point drop of staff cost on the total cost. Electricity was another cost item which partly benefited from the Czech crown euro depreciation. The main driver behind the 1 percentage point decrease on the total cost were lower charges related to the electricity production from renewable sources. The lower wholesale prices of power electricity also had an effect. On the next slide, we will continue with the statement of the financial position. As far as the statement of financial position is concerned, there were no major changes to the balance sheet structure between the end of the year 2013 and the end of the current period. Although the balance sheet remains stable, let me comment on the following items. First, inventories. After a significant drop in the first quarter, the inventories, in line with our expectations, gradually returned to the end of the year level. The build-up of inventories, of course, had an impact on our sales, which were lower than in the previous quarter where we were selling out our inventories. Second, trade and other payables. Other payables at the end of the second quarter include a dividend payable in the amount of 10.2 million euro. And the third point, its net debt decreased by 2.7% to 145 million euro. On the next slide, number 12, we will speak about the cash flow statement. The main factors to mention in respect to the cash flow statement are as follows. The first one is very low capex expenditure, which was paid during the first half of 2014. The entire amount of 1.5 million euro represents maintenance capex. The only remaining capex in respect to the construction of the Egyptian plant is the final installment of about 5 million euros, and this will be reflected in the third quarter financial statements. The second point, as having finished the construction of the new Egyptian plan, we are now able to direct our cash flows to gradually repay our bank debt. This fact is now reflected in the cash flow from financing activities. On the next slide, number 13, we can see the CAPEX development. So having successfully finalized the investment into the Egyptian plant, our total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to only 1.5 million euro in the first half of this year. The entire amount represents maintenance CAPEX, as I already mentioned previously. The largest part of this sum was related to an implementation of an additional quality control system in the Czech Republic. Now, let me hand back over to František.
Thank you, Marian. I would just like to briefly touch on the outlook for the rest of the year. As far as EBITDA is concerned, the results achieved in the first half of the year are in line with the guidance for the entire year, in line with our expectations. Taking into account the results and respecting the current developments in the nonwoven textile and polymer market in the EMEA region, we confirm the outlook for 2014 and expect this year's EBITDA to grow between 12% and 22% compared with the results achieved in 2013. As for the CAPEX, we estimate the total capital expenditure will not exceed 12 million euro for the whole year 2014. This amount includes the final 5.2 million euro installment in respect to the construction of the Egyptian plant. Next slide, please. I believe that there won't be any surprise when I say that our annual general meeting held in June approved a dividend of 1.1 euro per share. This represents an increase of 5 euro cents compared with the previous year and reflects our commitment to the progressive dividend policy. This is the end of our presentation. We are now ready to answer your questions.
And gentlemen, to register your question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, it's star 1 on your telephone keypad to register your question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're more welcome to register your question by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Bob Trampota. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company's name.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Bob from JNT. Thanks for the presentation. I have one question, if I may. I'm sure you closely follow the situation on Ukraine. Ukraine and the Russian conflict. Your sales from Eastern Europe and Russia stands for about 50% of total. And the question is clear. Do you expect any impact of this situation? Do you expect any impact of sanctions imposed on Russia?
Thank you. I think that we can say that Pegas shouldn't be impacted significantly at the current situation in Ukraine and Russia. Our sales of our business in Ukraine and Russia isn't too big or significant, and we still keep our business relationship with our partners, and we didn't stop our deliveries. It means that now there is no impact, but we don't know what might happen tomorrow. But even if we will have to stop, then I think that there shouldn't be any real impact to Pegas.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Peter Prisom. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company's name.
Hello, it's Peter Prisom from Avaron Asset Management. Just wanted to ask for an update whether there has been any change in competitive landscape since the last conference call after the first quarter. Thank you.
I think that no significant changes, no surprises. I think that what is important, let's say, for 2015, we have a lot of volume under contracts, and if there should be some new lines, but operational in 2016, it will be important to properly manage the negotiation in the autumn time in 2015. But nothing has changed, let's say.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to register your question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from the line of Henrietta Seligman. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company's name.
From Somerset Capital. I was wondering whether you have considered further whether you will be adding any new lines either in the Czech Republic or in Egypt in the coming couple of years. Thank you.
As we said in March and in May, we would like to have this year as a stabilization of the company. Of course, that we are now thinking about some further expansion or extension of our capacities, but now it is we are in the exploratory, let's say, phase, and if we make any decision, I think that it should be during 2015, and then we will inform the market. But we haven't made any decision, and it is we've been still monitoring the market and the capacities, you know, the needs in different regions, and that's all.
Okay, thank you. And then if I might ask another question about Egypt, is the removal of energy subsidies having any impact on your margins there?
I didn't catch the questions, the first half of the sentence.
So the plan to remove energy subsidies in Egypt, what sort of impact will that have on your margins there?
Yes, there was some change in electricity prices, and there is some impact, and there will be some impact even for 2014, but I would say that not significant impact, and I think that the change will be for 3 years, I believe. The prices were announced or released for 3 years, and there will be some impact for 2015, but on the other hand, there will be some decrease in electricity prices in Europe or in the Czech Republic. It means that the final position will be positive for Pegas.
Okay, thank you very much.
To have no further question at this point, so I hand the conference back to you.
All right. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, everybody, for attending this conference call. And, of course, if you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. Thank you, and have a nice evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.